This is Harley Carnes, CBS News. It's four-pack time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergen.
Feel empowered because I gave you ribs, Pinto, or what?
What
are you doing?
You're playing Grease? Well, yes, but this has to do with the one of the topics on the four-pack.
If I could find my four-pack, I'd let you know if that's accurate or not. I got it right here, Jerry. Don't worry about it. I got it. I found it. Sorry.
I come with nothing.
You came with something. You came with a minnow scoop. What's with the minnow scoop?
You've fallen on hard times, Mike. You're on thin ice. You're really the poster child going forward.
What's that?
That's my latest list of cliches from the Washington Post. They keep updating their list.
Yes.
These guys that sit around at the Washington Post. It's identifying journalistic cliches has become a favorite Washington parlor game, and there's a list.
And well, they don't have much to do in Washington, do they? Come up with parlor games involving cliches and in the media.
Well, the devil's in the details.
Where's Wilbur?
I don't know.
Pinto wants to do Where's Wilbur and get away from the Washington Post nerd contest you have going on there. This is our Where's Wilbur contest. You heard the sounder there that Pinto thankfully interrupted Jergy with. Here's the deal. It's sponsored by Famous Dave's in Fargo. Pinto is going to give you, the listeners, a clue. And what you're going to do is find Wilbur. Where is he? Where he is? I don't know. You go find him. If you're the first person to physically, literally find Wilbur, you tell his handler, hey, Wilbur's handler, I found Wilbur. You'll win $20 in Wilbur Bucks. And you'll be entered in the grand prize drawing for a backyard barbecue with Famous Dave's delicious food. So Pinto, I'm transitioning to my Harry Carey voice here. So what is our clue today for Where's Wilbur?
Wilbur is in Osgood looking for his new neighbor, Casey. Wilbur is in Osgood looking for his new neighbor, Casey.
Oh.
Don't stop and go on that clue anymore, Pinto.
Don't call us in or don't text in if you have the answer. Go find him.
Yes.
Go find him.
I'm just trying to help people.
Yes. Say, I had another complaint about the ding and the modulation of the ding.
Oh, you got to watch your ding modulation.
It's too late. It's too loud. We've had another complaint. A couple.
Can we figure it out right now? Is this that too loud for people, or should we go?
I think that's better.
Rate our ding modulation.
Which cliche did you use today?
Oh.
On your show?
Oh, gosh.
That one.
Oh, this is a hot button issue.
Another one I circled.
It's a game changer. Did I use that, really?
I think you did.
Well, contrary to popular belief, that's intoned in the new normal.
With the... That's on there too. The new normal.
I just read three of them right in a row. The thinking goes.
I think you used that with Sheriff Engelbertson.
Oh, it's a game changer for me that they put the pot in pill form.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah, who used to chase you around Douglas County? You guys ever reminisce about that, or has he just kind of forgotten?
I show my scars. I show my barbed wire scars on my hands or my arms and legs from when I was running through the pasture and ran into a barbed wire fence at full speed, which when I was 18 years old was pretty good full speed.
I'll bet it was.
And I didn't even spill the keg beer that I was carrying around. Let's do the four pack. He's modulating his ding over there. He doesn't have time to actually play the sounds. Where's my four-pack?
You just had it.
4 o'clock four-pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Why do you have a minnow scoop? Are we talking about that later?
We could.
Let's talk about it later. Why do you have a... It's bothering me. My minnow scoops are yellow. That one's red. Number four, out California way.
That's out west.
It is out west. Stop whacking that minnow scooper on your ding modulator. Over there in
California,
there's a high school, Corona Del Mar High School.
It's out west there.
Woo! They did something kind of interesting and sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Sort of objectifying.
Is that a word?
It is.
Okay.
The boys at Corona Del Mar High School had an NFL draft-style prom draft.
If you say so, you went to school for it.
For what?
Objectifying.
Objectifying? No, I didn't. I went to school to learn how to speak and write well correctly. What?
Wordsmith. Wordsmithing. Go ahead. They had a prom.
They had a prom where they were had an NFL. I don't even know what I'm talking about. You've got me all flustered with your red minnow scoop. I don't even know what I'm saying. Instead of asking girls out to the prom in a normal fashion, they had like a draft party for them.
Like I did, yelling across a room?
Yeah.
I've heard that story.
Well, not an auction.
Old story. No.
What?
It wasn't an auction.
But some kid paid $140. This year, one junior at Corona Del Mar High School paid $140 to get a high first round draft pick in the prom so he could select a specific girl. Oh. Now it's awkward, quote, says one student. I need to talk California. It's like awkward because he spent a large amount of money to go with somebody he doesn't even like talk to. And she finds it awkward that he chose her like.
So, it's a new trend.
Isn't that objectifying women?
I suppose. But it's California.
So they can objectify
women
in
California?
No, but
they do a lot of different things there. And then eventually we catch on.
So we're going to start auctioning off girls for prom here?
I'm not saying that. That won't happen here, but it'll probably catch on around the country, and we'll be talking about it. You'll get hits on your website when it comes to Moorhead. It'll happen.
Nobody's having a prom draft for Emma McFeely. So all you little grimy little 13-year-old boys out there thinking about prom, don't even think about it.
She's not going.
She's not going to prom, and she's not dating until she's 34. Number three on our list today, Jurgi, I talked with Dr. Thomas Ambrosio about this at length on the program earlier and had the phone lines a-burning, but Nigeria is a dicey situation because there is a terrorist who has kidnapped some 300 young girls and has threatened to sell them.
Yes, and we're talking about taking some sort of, I don't think we're going to take military action, but some sort of something, perhaps, but not taking, this is certainly a what do you call something like this? I mean, it's just
a horrible situation.
Yes.
Look on your list of cliches
it's
here.
It's on there. There'll be something. What do we do? I mean, I don't know. Do you storm in there with special forces?
Send in the helicopters, the drones.
Maybe, yeah.
The good guys to take out the bad guys. I'm all for that.
The SEALs.
Yeah. They're trained in this stuff. That's why we have them.
Okay, maybe. Right? Maybe that'll happen.
I hope it does.
But look at, there are other atrocities going on in the world.
There are. Yeah, no, I've raised that question.
How do we go here and there? How do we pick?
We have somebody who does the picking.
Well, it's fine. And I'd be all for it here. But then what? Bad things are going on all over the world.
What's a president's job? What's a Secretary of State's job? Why don't they make those decisions? What's Obama doing? Sitting around? Ruining healthcare exchanges all around the country, wrecking our country, ruining the economy. Is that what he spends all his day doing, Jurgi? Maybe he should save some kids over in Nigeria.
I think that they'll do something.
Although, the president's from Kenya, so he probably doesn't care that much about Nigeria. Number two, our Cat Perkins update for the week, Jurgi. Play the sound, Pinto. Number two, Jurgi, Cat Perkins. Play the sound, Pinto.
What is he?
Number two, Jurgi, our Cat Perkins. What are you doing back there?
Technical difficulties.
Jeez.
Cat, got your tongue?
This is Cat Perkins, by the way, performing on The Voice. Was this yesterday or Monday?
I believe that was last night.
It was last night. Now, she moved on. She's made the top five, and the song she is singing in Cat Perkins, by the way, is from Scranton, North Dakota, originally. Now she's living in the Twin Cities.
She's a nanny in the Twin Cities, I understand.
Is she a nanny?
Yeah. She had to get voted, back on last night. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but she was on the bubble, and I think viewers tweeted.
Perkins was left standing in the bottom four, right, forcing her to sing for an instant save.
Yes, instant save. That's
voters
what they call
had
it.
5 minutes to tweet and save Perkins. A poll shown during the episode showed she was ahead of the other singers with more than 30% during voting.
She's
so she has popular. Moved on. She survived.
She's very popular. And I was at a place where I couldn't hear the sound last night, but there were other people there that wanted to hear it, so we watched a segment, and we're all pulling for Kat.
Now, that was a cover of a song that I've heard on, like, the kitty bop stations around here. Who sang that song originally, Pinto? Do you know? Was it Pharrell Williams?
Yes.
Okay, and then it was covered by Daft Punk, and that's her version of that song, or what?
Well, I should say Daft Punk was the one who did the song, but Pharrell Williams is the one who sings. Daft Punk is—they don't sing; they just wear weird suits.
Oh, that's Daft Punk. Okay. So anyway, bottom line: Kat Perkins, she survived. She'll have another episode in The Voice.
Yeah, NBC. Yep. Mm-hmm.
No idea what I'm talking about. I have none. I'm fixated on the red minnow scoop.
You've got to get with the program here.
I'm so hungry. I'm on this diet, and I'm hungry.
Did you see the cookies back there? The John?
Yeah, I broke my diet. I had two of them.
Those chocolate
fudge stripes.
Fudge stripes from Goodwill.
They're delicious.
A whole case of them.
They're delicious.
He ate 50 yesterday, so he thought he'd bring them in.
Who did?
John. He's one of our technical consultants.
Oh, Johnny.
Yeah. One of our technical consultants here.
I know him as J-Dog.
Stops in occasionally.
Number one on our list, Jurgi, this was one of the sounds you might have heard last night during the Minnesota Wild hockey game.
Shooter ahead for Parisi. Down the right wing, Pominville back for Granlund, and he scores! Granlund with a backhander, and the Wild lead it 2-0.
Minnesota Wild defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 4-0, I believe the final score was.
Yes,
after
it was.
Empty netter.
Yeah.
Wild right back in the series. They're only down 2-1 now with the game tomorrow night at the XL Energy Center. And I saw this coming all along.
Friday night.
Yep.
I saw this coming. I'm a big hockey fan. I saw this coming all along. I knew they were going to bounce back against the Blackhawks. I never jumped off the bandwagon.
You did too. You were off it. Yesterday you admitted you were off.
That's true, I did, didn't I? That's because the caller scolded me yesterday or the day before.
And then Daniel today. What is Daniel? Well, he's not wearing it now because he's taking it off. But what sweater is he wearing today?
He had a Gopher sweatshirt.
In this state.
Minnesota Gophers.
Yeah.
But what state does he live in?
I don't know what state. I think he lives in North Dakota, doesn't
no.
he?
No.
I don't know where he lives.
He lives in Minnesota.
I don't know where he lives.
He's totally just become a Minnesotan now.
Yeah, I guess he has. Yep. I guess he has. So it was Tank, I think, in the hallway. I said, where'd you get that? In a garage sale? That's what he said to Daniel.
Did
you? This is Tank.
Did you buy it at a garage sale?
You know, it was given
to me by my fiance's mother.
Isn't that?
Cleanup week?
No, it's not cleanup week.
That's a very nice gift.
The present that you're about to get, though, Jerky, comes from this cleanup week.
All right. So it's Friday night is the game, Wild Blackhawks. You can hear it either on this station or on 740 The Fan because the Twins probably play Friday
night.
It's in the building somewhere. Yep. There's a program director over there.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
What's with the red minnow scoop?
Well, a listener sent it to me.
Why did he send you that?
News scoop. Here's a scoop for you. And he heard us talking about Piggly Wiggly.
Yes.
I used to work at Piggly Wiggly.
Yes.
And you used to work at, what did you work at? Did you work at a grocery store?
Olson Produce. After I got turned down at Burger King in Alexandria,
right,
yes. I didn't have the skills to work at Burger King.
Instead, you slipped down
Instead,
the
I became
stairs.
A radio host.
But he'd heard us talking about Piggly Wiggly and my years with Piggly Wiggly in that business. And he sent this, and then he called. He said, I am sorry. He thought it was Piggly Wiggly. What's it say on the back?
Go Gambles. Well, there's a lot of similarities between the word Piggly Wiggly and Gambles. I can see why he made that mistake.
And he called,
what is this for?
Apologized. That he was thinking Piggly Wiggly, but he sent a Go Gambles.
I think it's a
minnow
scoop.
We argued about it yesterday in the news department. Bonnie said it was Jim Monk said it was a cat litter box scoop.
It's got the hook remover
on it.
But
then Bonnie Amistad said, no. And she proved Jim Monk wrong because it's got a hook remover on it.
Yeah, it's got a hook remover on the end.
So this is really classic because
Gambles, jeez.
Doesn't exist.
Long time ago. Wow. Did that come from down south?
It came from, south, yeah.
Okay. All right. Jurgi, thank you. And if you don't need that minnow scoop, I have somebody who could use it. Thank you. That was easy. If you don't need that $50, I know somebody who could use it. That didn't work. Thanks, Paul. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director on the Mike McFeely Show. 237.